Well, good morning. Welcome to Tulsa. We are so glad that all of you are here. We look forward to a great 3 days together, and I hope you are well fed, filled up to overflowing by the time you leave this place. You have arrived at the Exchange Center at 11 a.m., and you are here for a Praise and Harmony seminar. So if that's where you were planning on being, way to go. You found the right spot. And if you were looking for Terry Rush, he's in the pavilion, but Keith wouldn't want you to know that, so it's good to have you. All right, we are sitting in parts, if you haven't noticed. Tenors should be to my right, on your left. If you're a tenor, would you stand up? Let's all give the tenors a hand. They are few and far between and very valuable where I come from. We have sopranos. You should be right here. All of our sopranos, would you stand? We'll recognize you. Sopranos are a little shy this morning. All right, the altos, the best part. Stand up. All right. And then we have the real men, the basses. Would you stand and growl for us? All right. It would be very helpful if all of you would just come as far forward as you can. That will help in the singing, and if you're not sitting in your part as you come in, if you could just find the right spot, that'd be great. As has been mentioned, you were handed a songbook as you came in, and if you'll fill out the registration card and turn that in, you'll be allowed to keep that songbook, and if you don't, they will hunt you down and take it back. All you have to do is fill out your personal information. That would be your address and city, state, phone number, email, credit card number, and social security number. And Keith promises not to share that information with anyone else. All right. It is good to have you here. You're going to have a great, great time of worship and of learning with Keith this morning. I've made a new friend in the last 8 months that I've been at Memorial Drive, and his name is Keith Lancaster, and he is authentic. The Keith that I get to talk to on the telephone and that sat in my office as we worked together to do some planning for this workshop is the same bright, happy, energetic Keith that you see up leading worship all the time. And I need you to know that. He is authentic all the way, and he's just a great guy. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you for today. I thank you for this workshop. I thank you for each person who has traveled and for each mile that their tires have crossed or that they have flown over. Thank you that the miles do not separate us, but in you we are one. And Father, now as we unite our voices, we thank you for the gift of music. And we thank you that even in our diversity, as we have different voices, at times they join together in unison and are strong. And at other times we sing our different parts and we celebrate our diversity and our uniqueness. And so thank you for how that reminds us of life. Father, would you bless this time together? Help us to learn, help us to grow, help us to worship, and to give ourselves to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome, Keith Lancaster.
All right. Yeah. Shane, I want you to travel with me all the time just so you can do the introductions. That's great. Shane's a very loving and talented brother, and it's a joy to get to work with him. He's been at Memorial Drive now for several months, and it was a pleasure leading worship with him last night. We're going to do it again tonight and tomorrow night, and we have some exciting things planned, and you're going to get a little foretaste of some of the songs and some of the things we're going to be doing. So you're going to be part of the supplemental singers and help, okay, on what we're going to do. It's good to see everyone here. I think we might start with let's stand and let's march to Zion. Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus around the throne, and thus around the throne, we're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. And the church said, all right, you may be seated. I want to go ahead and make my most important point here at the beginning. And I don't want to sound alarmist, but we are losing our four-part harmony heritage. We're losing it. And that's sad. That is so sad. Because it is so beautiful. It is part of the characteristic that makes us who we are. And Sharon and I have been blessed to travel a lot. This past Sunday was our 30th anniversary. We came to the very first soul winning workshop. We came to the second one, and we've been to most of them. It's a blessing. And one of the things that I enjoy the most about the workshop is the singing, the participation, the great dynamic. It's just a foretaste of heaven to hear this great singing. And being able to visit different seminars and workshops and conventions, it's a blessing to get to hear people outside of our fellowship speak and experience what we have. And almost without fail, without an exception, when they hear our singing, they go nuts. I remember at a Zoe conference just a couple years ago, one of the speakers had not been around the Church of Christ folks, and he heard the singing. He said, "Wow, how do you do this? Don't ever lose this, he called it a tribal language, you know." He said, "This is so beautiful. I wish we could." They are envious. They wish they could adopt that and take it to their groups. And of course they can, but it takes work. It takes education. It takes commitment. It takes a desire. And they're just totally blown away by our a cappella four-part harmony singing. And they say, "Don't ever lose it." And the sad thing to me is, as I travel the country, we are losing it. Because it won't just continue on from generation to generation unless we pass it on. Now, when I grew up in West Tennessee, the congregation that I was a part of would bring in, I remember Ralph Casey out of Georgia came in and had a seminar teaching music fundamentals and congregational singing, and that happened several times. Then we had singing groups among our there within the congregation. We had all kinds of singing opportunities where we taught it as part of the youth curriculum. As we taught people, not only the whole church, but the youth, all the young people learned about that. And so it was no surprise that the public schools, the music teachers who taught chorus or band, when they would teach chorus, they said, "Well, I want to get those Church of Christ kids, because they already have the ear. They're used to singing alto and tenor and bass. They have the ear. They can sing parts. They're already familiar with this four-part harmony. And it's just like breathing to them." And it's not happening now. And we have to make a choice of, if is that important to us? Is that something we want to continue? Now, let me say here, do we have to have four-part harmony to be pleasing to God? No. I mean, God, He wants our heart. He wants us to worship with all of our all that we have. But I would make the argument that if we can make it excellent, whatever we define as excellent, even if it takes work, then I think whatever offering we bring to God should be the best that we can offer. And if you think, as I do, that four-part harmony is better than just everybody singing in a low monotone, then it's worth the extra work to try to restore four-part harmony singing. And I don't want to be trite with our heritage, because I love the restoration and what it's about. But I've been using that term to say we need to restore four-part harmony. This is another restoration movement, and I hope... do I hear an amen on this? Amen. All right, good, good. It's gonna change if we educate, if we train, if we do the things that we need to do. James Tackett is working with the singing school at Abilene. It's in the summer. There are not enough schools and camps and training seminars for worship leaders and singers. We're catching on now, and Christian colleges are now starting to add curriculum for worship ministers, and we're coming on maybe slower than we should, but it's going to take an effort and an emphasis. Now, for the past 8 years, Sharon and I have been working with the Madison Church of Christ right outside of Nashville, Tennessee, for 8 years, and during that time, I would go and do some of these weekend seminars all over the country and different parts of the world, too. But as you know, when you're located with one congregation, it's Sundays are very, very important. And so I was limited on the number of times that I could travel, which is as it should be when you're focused with one congregation. The response from these seminars has been so tremendous and overwhelming and positive that we prayed, we fasted, and came to the conclusion that God wants us to commit our lives to traveling, being at a different place every weekend, helping congregations to restore this love for four-part harmony singing, and more important than that, a love for worshiping and connecting with God. And so that, in a nutshell, is what we're about and what we're working on doing right now. And we're very excited about being back on the road. We're excited about conducting these seminars, and we hope to help that God can use this to energize congregations so that they can focus on their praise and harmony. Now, that was just a short story of how this came about, but I basically got tired of complaining about my first point, that we're losing this heritage. Well, it's one thing to talk, and I'm always saying, yeah, we're losing. Well, it's time to do something about it instead of just talking. And so I thought I'd start with me. Now, I've been involved in music a lot, so I'm thinking, what tools do we need to help restore harmony singing and help restore people singing in alto and tenor and bass and in these sections? Now, here's an important point. Most people learn by ear. Most people don't read music, so they learn by ear. I referenced the time growing up. I can remember sitting next to someone who had a great tenor voice. And it was almost by osmosis. Fortunately, that person was really good. That person knew how to read music. That person was singing the right note. And I kind of heard that and started mimicking that and learning by ear. And wow. Then I thought, hey, it's not the melody, but it's the tenor part. Wow, it sounds nice. And I started learning that. And then later on, I started making the correlation with the shape notes and the music and how it worked. But never underestimate that mentoring aspect of sitting next to somebody or having somebody who is a great alto or bass or somebody that you can sit next to. Have you ever experienced that? You're sitting next to somebody who's a great singer and you feel like, hey, I can learn. I can sing it that way. Well, that's the concept behind the vocalist training disc that we came up with. Now, here's a picture. This next one, Jim, is the CD that we've just released, the very second one of this series, the Praise and Harmony series. It's actually two discs. The one disc has 300 singers. We recruited 300 singers from 15 different states who came to Tennessee and to Houston to record these 25 contemporary songs that are in the songbook that you have. And it just turned out so beautiful. They've put a lot of work in preparing, learning the music, and learning the notes that we sent ahead of time, and we recorded it. And what makes this different, there's so many worship albums coming out, and I really love them, I really enjoy them. But instead of just making another worship album, I thought, what would make it different? Well, one is I wanted one that sounded like you're right in the middle of a worship service. You're right in the middle of a bunch of people experiencing it. And most of the CDs that I have is a small group singing to me. And I'm very, very blessed by that. And I've learned a lot of songs and I've worshiped with that. And there's nothing wrong with that. And that's the majority of what's out there. But I thought it'd be neat to draw a lot of people together and have a congregational sound, and so that people can enjoy that. And so that's what these 25 songs are on Glorious God, are the 300 people singing and worshiping. And now the bonus disc is this vocalist training disc. We're calling it the vocalist training disc because it's a little different. It has only, instead of 300 singers, it has four individuals. You guessed it, a soprano, alto, tenor, and bass. Now, it's not just all mixed together so you can't tell who's singing what. It is panned, the word, in the stereo spectrum, in your stereo car. The better way to explain it is your headphones. You have your left and right headphones in the stereo, and there's something a little bit different in the left than in the right. Well, we panned the higher voices hard left. So if you want to just hear the tenor part, you take off the right side of your headphone, and all you'll hear is the tenor. Basically having that tenor next to you in your truck or in your home, listening to just that part. So if you combine that with the principle of repetition, which is the key to learning, you just take at your time, at your leisure, you don't have to have that person come and spend hours with you. You can just turn that CD to the left channel, the left speaker, and listen to just that part. Now, if you want to learn the alto or the bass, you listen to the right side. Now, this may be more information you want to know, but the reason why we didn't put the men on one side and the women on one side is most people learn by ear, and sometimes it's hard to distinguish the alto and the soprano if they're both singing. So we put, but almost everyone can tell the difference between a man's voice and a woman's voice. So we put the tenor over here and the bass over here, the soprano over here and the alto over here. So I know it's a simple concept, but we want to make it so easy for people to learn to sing by ear. So that's what this is all about. And if I had to make a second point besides the restoring four-part harmony in our acapella heritage, probably my next most important point would be this next one, and that is we need to encourage 100% participation. Worship is not about spectating. It is not about watching others. It's not about what can be done for you. It's about pleasing God. And how many of you heard the phrase, God is the audience when we worship? Have you heard that? I love that. And I think we cannot say that enough. We eat our Sunday lunches, and we spend all that time talking about, I don't know about the songs that he, the sermon, he didn't, as if we're rating, American Idol. We're talking about how did they do? How did the worship team, how did everything go? It's about us participating. It's about us getting engaged. It's about us not being spectators, but drawing ourselves into worship as a body of believers and hopefully pleasing God. Because that's the bottom line. And since God is the audience, that's what we need to be. Now, even though we learn to sing by ear, and I have this vocalist training disc as one of the tools that we use, when we go to a congregation, we go to a city, usually about a month or 2 months in advance, they'll use this tool and they share it with the entire congregation. Preferably they'll work on Wednesday night, on a class, or in their homes, those kind of things. And they'll build toward the weekend. When we come in, they've already been working on it. And the key is not just encouraging those who love music or love singing or read music, but getting the whole congregation involved. And we just completed a second seminar in Noblesville, Indiana, and we got a letter from some folks there who said to the effect, I've never really sung in church before. I've never really been excited about singing. And I just watched others. But now I'm excited about it. Now I feel like I can do it. Now I'm participating. And she said in this letter, she said, and you're not going to hold me back now. So I thought, that's great. That's what we want. We want to engage the most people in the congregation as we can to be involved. Now, in addition to ear training, I don't want to minimize reading music, because it is important. It is a tremendous help to learn how to read music. And I think that some people have made it or would make you to believe that it's rocket science and it's just too tough for you to learn how. But I'm all about us learning to read music, learn by ear, but learn to read music too. Let's develop our talents. Let's be good stewards of the abilities, our voices, our brains, our minds, our hearts. And And learning to read music is not that difficult, especially if you use what I think is the shortest way to learn how to read music is through shape notes. If you look in the songbook, shape notes are what we use. The sopranos on the top, alto, and then beneath the words are the tenor and the bass. If you look at every little note, they're not all the same. That most musicians are used to every note being the round shape. And we use shape notes so that you can automatically identify how that tone is in relation to the rest of the key. So I want you to look at number two in your songbook. And I'm calling that, it's called the movable do. Let's look at an octave right here. And I got this graphic of of one octave. Got this from Brother James Tackett, who is the founder of the Paperless Hymnal. How many of you are familiar with the Paperless Hymnal? And it's a great, great tool. And do you have this, Jim? Do you have it on the octave? Okay, now see if you look at one scale, we're going to use, for an example, the key of C. And if you were learning to read music the traditional way, you would start with, let's say, the C, that line below the staff. C is 1, 2 is D, 3 is E, 4 is F, G is 5, 6 is A, 7 B, and 8 is C, and it repeats again. And forgive me for those of you who already know music really well, but we need to go back and teach the fundamentals and the basics. And I want to show you how that's one octave. Then it repeats again. C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. It just over again. Another octave, another octave. Now, I want us to look at the movable do. And that is, if you're in the key of C, what would C be? What shape? Because it's the key of C. What shape would it be? Okay, let's look at the first shape. This is the do. The do. Hello? Jim, who's C? Next slide. Oh, you can't. There we go. Let's hear for the do. Yeah, all right. This is the foundation. Now, if you're in the key of C, what would be the do? What note? If you're in the key of G, what note would be the do? If you're key of A flat, what would be the do? So if you know that shape and then you learn the lines and spaces, you can say, okay, that's the do note. That's the do note. Now, I'd venture to say that's the most important one in a key because that's your foundation. That's your baseline. That's your reference point. The do, okay? It's gone. Where did it go? So I want you to look at number two in your songbook. Number two. Now look at the shape. Look at the shape. Do. Now, what shape is Ray? Look at that. Let's go to Ray. We're not going to have it on the screen, so good. Use your songbook. Ray. And then the third is Mi. Let me get my songbook. The fourth is Fa. And, we're going to sing it now. I want you to look at the shape. The very far right column, look at the bottom. And we're going to be singing in the key of C, but instead of looking at C or 1 or the word Do, I want you to look at the shape and sing Do, everyone, Do. Now look at the shape. Now look at Re. As you look at the shape of Re, sing Re. Okay, now the next one, Mi. Okay, start at the bottom. Let's go back up. Do, Re, Mi. Now what shape is Mi? Okay, and the next one, Fa, Sol, La, Ti. Okay, now what we've already established, what is that called from Do to Do? That's in one octave. And so when it goes higher, it's just repeating. It's going to go back to Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol. It'll just keep going higher and the same way lower, okay? So let's start it again from the bottom. Do, Re, Mi. Look at the shape. Fa, Sol, La, Ti. Now look at the shape as you sing it. Don't just go by memory. Let's descend. Do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, do. Now let's look at the interval. An interval is the distance between two notes. Let's sing from do to re. Do, re, do. Okay, from one to two. Do, re, do. Now we're going to go up to mi, which is 1-3-1. Do, mi, do. Again. Do, mi, do. That's 1-3-1. Now we're going to go 1-4-1, which is do, fa. Do, fa, do. Again. Do, very good. We're getting a little farther apart. Now we're going to go up to the sol, which is a perfect fifth. Do, so, do. And there's certain things you can remember to learn these intervals. Oh, we, oh, oh, oh. Thank you. You know where that came from? Wizard of Oz. There we go. All right. So we're the fifth. Now let's go up to the la. I'll see if you're awake. Okay, let's go up to la, which is the sixth. Do, la, do. See, it's getting a little harder. Let's sing that again. Do, la, do. Now, one of the most difficult, we're going to go 1-7-1, do, ti, do. Do, ti, do. See, the ti is almost do. Do, ti, do. Now, let's go one octave jump. Do, do, do. All right. Sounding good. Now let's do one more exercise for you again, I can't teach it all in just one session, but I hope I can whet your appetite and give you some skills and some exercises where you can start the process and want to learn, because there are people in your church, in your congregation, there are people in your area who can help you if you want to learn. Now let's do this. Let's go. We'll start at do. We'll go do, do, re, do, re, mi, re, do, do, re, mi, fa, mi, re, do. We're going to go up and down and add one each time. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Do, do, re, do, do, re, mi, re, do, do, re, mi, fa, mi, re, do. Do, re, mi, fa, so, fa, mi, re, do. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, so, fa, mi, re, do. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, do. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do, ti, la, so, fa. Now we're going to start at the top. Do, do, ti, do, do, ti, la, ti, do, do, ti, la, so, la, ti, do, do, ti, la, so, fa, so, la, ti, do. Do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do. Do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, mi, fa, so. Look at the shape. Look at the shape. Do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, do, re, mi, fa, so. Very good. Give yourselves a hand. All right, that's good. Now, if we had PowerPoint, I would give you a pop quiz right now, but you lucked out. It's the shapes. There are six shapes. I was going to let you identify the song. If you can go, well, six shapes. Okay, we'll try that. Come back tomorrow. We'll give you the quiz then. I shouldn't tell you a quiz, then you won't come back. Let's do this. Dynamics makes music beautiful. Dynamics. How do most congregations sing? How do they sing? when it comes to dynamics. And by dynamics, I mean loud and soft and variation and variety. How do they normally sing? Just one level. One level, one volume fits all. But it's the dynamics that makes music beautiful. Sing it soft and sing it loud and vary it within the song, the same song, within the verse. One rule of thumb that I like to incorporate is, and it doesn't work all the time, but it's one of those, it works enough to help out. The verses, sing the verses softer and the chorus is louder. The verses softer, chorus is louder. It's just that one change can make a difference in your singing where there's emphasis. And that's what those shapes are. I like to teach some about the dynamics of the signs of the forte and the piano and those symbols because it's not rocket science, and we can show people what those signals are in our music. Now, I like to, when I'm working with a congregation or I'm working with singers and people who are support singers, I like to tell them to overdo the dynamics. Since the congregation sings everything at one level, then if you want to help, then sing the softer parts even softer and the louder parts louder so that the contrast is felt. Okay, so I want us to use an example here. Let's go to number 7 in the Glorious God songbook. Number 7, I worship you, Almighty God. And the part that we're really wanting to emphasize is measure 9. You see right above the word I give, what do you see there? That's a forte. The F, that's a forte. That's a symbol. Now, if you come back in about measure 12, you see a small M and a P, mezzo piano. What does that mean? It's basically medium soft piano, soft, quieter. Okay, so we're gonna overdo this contrast when we sing this. I give you praise. We're going to go even a little bit louder. We'll probably be double forte and fortissimo. We're going to sing the I worship you even softer instead of the way it's marked. So let's sing this song, everybody, in your parts. I worship you, Almighty God. We'll start off very soft or whispered. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. A little louder. That is what I want to. Now really loud. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none. Okay, so let's do it again from I give you praise. That's our loudest point. I want you to give me all you can there. And then after the word righteousness, then we're going to go like the bottom drops out. Okay, so I give you praise. Let's start there. Two, ready. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. Whisper. Worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Good, let's go to the beginning. I worship you, Almighty God. Basses, altos. There is none like you. I worship. Start to build slowly. O Prince of Peace. That is what. Build up.
want to, now the peak, I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none.
Amen. Amen. All right. And then number 30 in this book, I want us to jump to on the second, actually 31, page 31, the very top of the page. We have basically 15 There's No God Like Jehovah's. And I want each time, the first set of four will be very soft. Second set of four will be medium. The third set of four will be kind of a little bit louder, and then the very last three will be very loud. Okay, so let's do that. It starts really low, but see, the reason why I'm using these examples is that's within the same song. The dynamics are so powerful, just even within from measures to measure and section of song to the next section. So let's start here. Soprano, there's no alto, tenor, bass. Thank you very much. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God. Now a little bit louder. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God. Now bring it up. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God. Now all you got. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. Behold, he come. Okay, so see, what I want you to hear, the average church wouldn't do the contrast. They would do the very beginning of there's no God like Jehovah, just as last. So let's just try that and see, and get people used to hearing it that way. Two, beginning, go. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no... And it'll really be a contrast, because we just came out of a loud chorus. Now we're going to take it up. There's no God like Jehovah. It's what makes music beautiful. The dynamic contrast. No God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. Yeah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God. All you got now. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like at the trumpet call. So lift your voice, year of Jubilee, and down on Zion's hill. Let's do the ending. Who was and is. Ready? Who was and who is and who is to come. Who was and who is to come. Bottom of the page, let's do the ending one more time. Basses echo. 1, 2, 3. Who was, who was, and who is to come. Repeat. Who was, who was, and who is to come. Okay, let's go to the next song, which is one. Let's go to the Sanctus of on Zion's Glorious Summit. Here's another one where the dynamic contrast can be just so dramatic. Now, what I prefer is we sing this double forte. Let's sing it really loud. The Sanctus. This is the Holy. Okay, you know where we are in the song? Hope you got this one by memory. If you don't, we'll move on quickly. Ready, home. Holy, even louder.
holy, holy, oh. Now we're going to vary the tempo. God of hosts on high adore, who like me the Almighty King. Good and loud, let's hold it. God of hosts on high. Now we'll get really, really soft. And each time we'll get softer. Lord, you are holy, you are wonderful, and you're awesome. We don't know what to say so many times when we're in your presence, but we bask in the light of the Lord Jesus. We thank you and we praise you in his name. Amen. Now that song, we're going to sing that tonight, and it just creates such a holy moment. We're going to take about a minute of silence and just meditate on God. And then we're going to come back in with the holy. After a minute of silence, we'll do the three holies again. But see this thousands of people singing softly after we have just sung so loudly. Oh, swell a little bit. Holy. Powerful worship is evangelistic. It's undefinable, but when visitors come in, this isn't, it talks about in Corinthians, they know that God's among you. And it makes a difference if we're really participating, we're really giving our best, and really engaging. One other example, that's number 12 in the songbook. Here's a simple example of dynamic contrast. Let's sing the verses softer and the choruses louder.
In heavenly armor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that's fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs.
Now good and loud.
And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to
the Lord. Now go to number 28. And this one starts out with the ladies singing, the sopranos only. And just before the end of the verse, the word worship you, we're going to go from the soft, sweet sound of the sopranos only singing to the words worship you. And the contrast, I want it to be, let's overdo the contrast so that when we get to worship you, it's just moving. It's engaging, okay? So, soprano.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your might.
Basses and tenors, I want you to come in on the downbeat. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ooh, my shelter tower, you just let every breath, all that build, never cease. Word.
Shout to the Lord all the...
Okay, that's it. That's it. See how we came from the beautiful, soft, sweet sound sopranos to the words worship you, and then the chorus, it takes off. Now tonight, even we're going to do it a little differently than it's on the CD and on this book. We're going to go, which I like to talk about flow. And I have so many more things to share. If you have a chance to come back tomorrow at 11 o'clock and also Saturday. But on number 27, this song flows right into the next song. Instead of going into the verse where the sopranos are singing, let's go into the chorus. Shane, that was a great idea. Let's do the end of the... Blessed be the Lord God, the chorus. Who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God. Now we're going to go into the chorus, a shout to the Lord. Who reigned forever. 1, 2, 3, 4. Shout to the Lord on the earth. Okay, let's do that one more time. And that's what worship teams, worship planning committees, worship leaders, they need to plan the flow. And we'll talk more about that later. But let's do that again. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty. Hold it out. This last reigns forevermore. Shout to the Lord on the earth. Let us sing. Okay, one more point, and I'm going to let you go. We're going to change. We change the contrast in the dynamics. Okay, that makes music beautiful. Let's also change the tempo. Let's don't do everything just like we don't want to do everything the same volume. Let's don't do everything at the same tempo. Let's vary it up. And for an example, I want to use another one that we're going to be singing tonight. One of my favorite ones. All hail the power of Jesus' name. And I want you to say this with me as you see these words. We're going to have three different tempos. We're going to start off brisk and then slow it down to moderate and then to slow. And here are the words. Bring forth. Bring forth will be the first change. And then the next change will be and crown. So say it with me. It'll be, all hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels bring forth the royal and crown him. Notice the tempo. Lord. Now listen to the difference. So we started out. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him, Lord. It makes the song come alive. Let's sing it. Let's stand. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him, Lord. We had some more time to worship. Let's do the same thing on the next song. Say these words with me. We're going to do sorrows is the first one, and billows is the second one. If you wanted to make a mark, I would put it there. So we're going to start out fast and then go moderate and then slow. So it's when peace like a river attend. Say it with me. When sorrows are in the billow. Billows roll. Same thing. It makes such a difference. Oh, in peace like a river attendeth my sorrow. When sorrows and billows roll. Whatever my lot me to say it is well, it is well with my soul. And the very last example, how you can even take one word and hold it for emphasis. We're going to take the word O and hold it for three beats. We're going to sing... I need thee, oh, I need thee.
I need thee, oh, I need thee.
So you can take old songs, you can take our treasured hymns and just change the tempo or change keys or observe the dynamic contrast, and they come alive. And mix those in with the modern songs that are they're such a blessing. So let's sing that one more time.
I need thee, oh, I need thee.
It's all about the flow when you plan. You need to plan. You can plan the flow through keys, being the same key, or a key that matches it really well. You can plan with thoughts, with themes of how they go together. Here's one that's just, there's so many that just shout out. And you can discover your own when you're planning the worship and planning the songs that go, Come Thou Almighty King. One of the verses ends, Ancient of Days. So it's just a great way to go into the song, Ancient of Days. So you have this song, Come Thou Almighty King, that ends, Ancient of Days, blessing and honor, glory and power, be unto the Ancient of Days. And in this first set, tonight we're going to sing, if you probably don't have time, but your assignment would be before tonight would be to look at these first five songs. And after the song, I worship you, Almighty God, the words end with, there is none like you. Flows beautifully into the song, which is entitled There Is None Like You. So that medley, we're going to do these five songs as a medley. So let's do the I Give You Praise on number 7.
I give you praise, for you are my
God. Then we're going to go into the next song.
There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
Lord, there is indeed none like you. We pray that not only on Sunday mornings when we gather with our family, that not only at those times do we worship you, but every day, that we offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to you. And Lord, we know it's not important that we all hit the exact right note and that everything have to be professionally sounding, because we know you look at the heart. But we also see that we want to give you the best that we have to offer, and we feel like we're not giving you all that we have unless we do it with the best of our ability, both individually and as groups of people. And we're so thankful to have such a rich and beautiful heritage as we do in this a cappella four-part singing. And we would just love to continue this to future generations just because it's so beautiful and it draws all people into participation, both young and old and male and female and visitors and members of our congregations. It's one area where we can all participate and praise you and honor you. And we pray that we can do it in the best way that we know how. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. Thank you so much for this workshop and this time together with all these fellow brothers and sisters. And be with our worship as we serve you in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd like to keep the songbook, then fill out a card and return the card to us. And then you can keep the songbook, one per person. And I hope you come back tomorrow because we've got a lot more things to talk about. 11 o'clock. Thank you very much.